Trend number six, natural gas, America's medium-term energy solution. It seems the only thing as cyclical as rising and falling gas prices is America's interest in alternatives that would free us from our dependence on energy sources beyond our country's control. As soon as prices soar, it's all we can talk about. Then, after prices drop, complacency returns. It happened in 1973, 1979, 1990, and 2008. These spikes in oil prices should have been sufficient to motivate us to eliminate our reliance on an imported commodity that is so central to our economy. Clearly, we need to drill domestically for oil. And new figures just released by the Congressional Research Service shows that over the long term, there is plenty of domestic petroleum to meet all our needs at $100 per barrel. But with roughly half of our petroleum needs currently being satisfied by imports, this is a gap we can't expect to close in the next 5 or even 10 years. Despite pie-in-the-sky studies, the best minds in the energy field don't foresee alternatives like wind and solar contributing more than 8% of our energy supply within the next 25 years. Meanwhile, industries to produce biofuels like cellulosic ethanol and biodiesel are still in the experimental stages. That leaves only one mature energy technology that can come online quickly at the right scale: natural gas. Why natural gas? It has many advantages. It is abundant, domestic, price competitive, proven, and clean. In the short term, abundance is probably its most appealing characteristic. The Potential Gas Committee estimates the U.S. recoverable natural gas reserves at 1,451 trillion cubic feet. That translates into a 100-year supply at current usage rates. According to Investor's Business Daily, that makes the U.S. the Saudi Arabia of natural gas. As the Trends editors highlighted in February 2010, new natural gas discoveries in the Appalachian Basin alone could provide enough fuel to power the United States and meet all of its energy needs for decades. Similar shale deposits loaded with natural gas have been discovered in Texas, Louisiana, Montana, and North Dakota. According to the Potential Gas Committee, the current reserves deemed recoverable represent only 68% of the total gas reserves. With the advance of technology, the recoverable percent is bound to increase. In fact, developments over the past 5 years in extracting natural gas from shale have increased those recoverable reserves 500%. In addition to being extremely abundant, the fact that this natural gas is domestic makes it an attractive alternative to imported petroleum for three key reasons. First, it will create jobs for Americans. Second, increased reliance on domestic natural gas means decreased reliance on foreign oil. And third, American natural gas requires little transportation and processing when compared to petroleum. Clearly, natural gas is a winner. But even so, replacing petroleum products with natural gas on a sufficient scale to eliminate imports is not something we can do overnight. Even if we continue current imports from Canada and Mexico, it will require several years to replace other oil imports with domestic natural gas. However, there is no time like the present to get started. Because of its superior price-performance ratio, natural gas is already heavily used in home heating and industrial applications where pipelines already exist. As the price and reliability of petroleum supplies become more problematic, penetration in these applications will quickly approach 100%. And over the medium term, utilities will extend pipelines into new areas, eventually eliminating heating oil consumption in all but remote locations. However, the biggest challenge is replacing petroleum with natural gas in the fuel tanks of vehicles. For passenger cars and over-the-road trucks, there is a chicken-and-egg problem. Auto and truck makers are reluctant to produce natural gas-powered vehicles because the number of natural gas filling stations is so small, just 1,100 natural gas stations versus 160,000 gasoline stations. And retailers are unwilling to invest in natural gas filling stations because there aren't more natural gas-powered cars and trucks. Another obstacle in the path to greater use of natural gas is the low price. The prevailing price of around $4 per thousand cubic feet has not been high enough to justify investment in extracting natural gas from shale on a large scale. Both of these obstacles could be surmounted with changes in government policy. First, the design, development, and purchase of natural gas vehicles could be encouraged with the appropriate tax incentives and credits. One goal could be to have at least 50% of new fleet vehicles running on natural gas by 2020. That would be as many as 7 million vehicles. Next, the government should take the lead to help build the network of natural gas filling stations that will be needed to serve and encourage a growing number of natural gas vehicles. Compared to the untold millions spent chasing wind and solar energy with dubious potential, the payback will be swift. In fact, some sort of tax shelter for natural gas filling stations might be one of the smartest incentives Congress has ever authorized. And third, to bring the price of natural gas up to the level of $6 to $8 per thousand cubic feet that would be needed to motivate extraction of gas that is harder to reach, some analysts suggest that the government needs to use its influence to encourage power utilities to switch to natural gas. However, there are always unintended consequences that arise when government intervenes in a market. A wiser strategy might be for the government to lend money to firms at zero interest for development of natural gas shale resources. Unfortunately, these changes won't be implemented soon enough to help us weather the current oil shock from the Mideast. However, the time to insulate ourselves from the next shock is now. A big part of the strategy should be the move to a greater use of natural gas, and thereby move away from dependence on foreign oil. Coupled with a new generation of nuclear plants and fuels like cellulosic ethanol, the U.S. can be prepared for the inevitable energy shocks rather than getting blindsided again. In light of this trend, the trends editors offer the following four forecasts for your consideration. First, over the coming decade, natural gas will play a dramatically larger role as an American energy source. Simply because it is abundant, domestic, price competitive, and clean, natural gas cannot be ignored. Pressure to begin incorporating it into our energy strategies will mount as oil prices and world tensions rise. It will take at least some government incentives to accelerate us down this path. But when it becomes clear that oil prices are not coming back down to below $40 a barrel and may temporarily spike toward $200 per barrel, the resolve to leverage natural gas will finally take root. Second, drilling for domestic oil will increase. As the pain at the pump intensifies, along with skyrocketing prices, the demand for domestic drilling will no longer go unheeded in Washington. The argument will be that even if U.S. oil doesn't bring down prices, we'd be smart to keep those oil dollars here, paying U.S. oil workers who will then spend that money domestically. This alone, however, will not eliminate our dependence on foreign oil, and therefore the need for an alternative energy source, such as natural gas, will still exist. Third, natural gas will help revitalize the Rust Belt. The Marcellus Shale Formation in the Appalachian Basin lies under much of what was once the industrial heart of the nation, areas formerly known for the production of steel and for coal mining. While those areas fell on hard times in recent decades, there is now clear evidence of the ways in which gas exploration and production are changing the economies that were once considered crippled beyond repair. Those who are ready to move into those areas with sound business propositions will benefit from the economic boom that is about to happen. And fourth, expect a backlash against natural gas from the environmental fringe. There is already an organized campaign to put obstacles in the way of domestic gas drilling. The most prominent scare tactic so far is to claim that the advanced techniques needed to extract most of the new gas will poison the water supply. Pressure comes from such groups as ProPublica, which is supported in part by the Center for American Progress and billionaire George Soros. While the battles will be shrill at times, economics and good sense will lead to the widespread adoption of the new technology.
Thank you for joining us this month to explore the latest trends and the ways in which they will impact your business, your career, and your life. All of us here at Trends invite you back next month when we will focus on more of the trends that are now emerging to shape your future.